If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.
We're about to jump into, prime movie time with the holidays. And I guess tonight at midnight is the long-awaited Wakanda Forever. Let's get TM Powell on the line. TM, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I'd probably say, I kind of tweeted it earlier, even before. I mean, Avatar's not here yet, and I still think Avatar's going to be humongous, too, when it gets here in December, no matter what anybody says. But I think as of right now, this is probably one of the most anticipated movies of the year and definitely had a lot of eyes on it. I mean, it still has a lot of eyes on it, just to see not only how it performs without Chadwick Boseman, but just kind of how they pull it off creatively.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you can't say too much about the movie, but I'm trying to understand the premise. The trailer is a little confusing to me. So the Chadwick Boseman, the actual Black Panther, is gone. Real life, and I guess they're, you know, in the movie too, and so they're going to replace him with a female Black Panther, and they're going back to war with another tribe. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah, I mean, they address it pretty quick in the movie itself. They don't beat around the bush with it. And they also, just like Ryan Coogler said he wasn't going to use any cheap special effects or, you know, put somebody else's, you know, head on someone else's body like they've done in certain movies. Beat around the bush with it. And they also, he wasn't going to use any cheap special effects or, you know, put somebody else's, you know, head on someone else's body like they've done in certain movies.
Yeah.
Where people have passed away. And they don't do that. I tell you, Coogler around and you've lost the focal point and you've just completely lost it. And now you've almost got to rebuild. And it's funny, this movie kind of is part drama, but then part superhero epic, because a big part of the film is about being forced to pick up the pieces and how you deal with it after something happens. It really is. And there's some good acting in it. Angela Bassett's really good in it. Letitia Wright, Lupita Nyong'o, they're all great in it. And you can tell that there's probably some blurring of the lines there and probably in some of their scenes. You know, I know it's a movie, but they were close with them, too. And so they, you know, they lost him. But I thought it was a very good film. I enjoyed it, especially under the circumstances. It's not the best Marvel movie ever. I don't want to put that out there, but it's a really, really, you know, well, you know, it's a good homage to Chadwick Boseman, but also kind of showing that there is life after this still, if audiences want it and the fans want it, because it's there. And yeah, they're warring with another tribe. And I think that's one of the better things in this movie is Namor. Now, basically Namor is Aquaman in Marvel. I know people get mad when I make comparisons like that, but that's what he is. He's Aquaman. And he's a villain that kind of has a point, you know, of why he's doing some stuff. And I always liked Michael B. Jordan in the last Black Panther movie because I thought he had a real point. Yeah. I didn't always think he was the villain where it's like, hey, man, you got all this technology and all these riches and everything, and you've hid behind a hologram all these years and just basically let your people get put into slavery and then, you know, oppressed and everything else, and you did nothing. You know, like you sat back and did nothing. You even killed people to keep the secret. You know, so I like that idea of, especially in this Black Panther movie in Wakanda Forever, and then the last one, that these villains aren't just like straight up, you know, villains, you know, want to destroy the world. They have a reason why they're doing what they're doing, you know, and they may have some valid points. But like Tenek Huerta plays Namor, he's like never been anything before. He's awesome. I mean, he's a welcome addition to it. And yeah, like you said, Johnny, we can see that it's a woman from the costume. I'm not going to spoil who it is, but we can see that it is a female that takes the mantle of the Black Panther. And before anybody says anything stupid like, oh, look, they're getting woke again, everything else. Guys, in the comics and the source material, there were female Black Panthers in the story. Stop it. Yeah. This is the problem sometimes, is the woke crowd went nuts, and they were way too much. Yeah. And the anti-woke, they've come back. Now they're too much. You know, like we never find a comfortable medium. And I am wondering if some people aren't going to show up because Boseman isn't there and that it's a female Black Panther. Like, I think that's the stupidest thing in the world, but I don't put it past people.
I don't mind. I don't mind that it's a female Black Panther. I'd be pissed if it was a white Black Panther. I'd be like, what is that? I'm a little turned off by a female James Bond, but you know what I mean. But you know, it's 007. But I'm okay. Well, as long as she does a good job. But no, I don't mind a female Black Panther as long as whoever's in that suit is a badass. That's all I care about.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that's been the whole point of the Black Panther, even in the storyline, is someone takes the mantle. Someone takes it over.
Yeah.
You know, it goes through it. You know, but yeah, I mean, like I said, it is part drama because, you know, they're dealing with this. And then there's the whole, you know, war with the underwater people that Namor is leading, you know, a whole nother nation that we're finding out about, this whole nother world under the ocean that he's leading. So there's that. But like I said, there's this human drama element too about dealing with grief and dealing with loss.
Right.
And like I said, I think it's a tough balancing act for Ryan Coogler, but I think Ryan Coogler is a good director. I liked Creed. You know, Creed was awesome.
Yeah.
I thought the first Black Panther was good. I mean, obviously, you know, I enjoyed this one as well. So I think, you know, he had a tough job, and I think he pulled it off. I really do, because the circumstances for him were not easy, where it's like, hey, here's this awesome franchise. Oh, by the way, this awful thing happens, and now you still got to go do it. It's not an easy job.
Yeah, I was wondering how they were going to handle that and also have this, you know, this entertaining, action-packed Marvel movie wrapped all around it. And it's kind of nice to hear you say, you know, that they managed to package it all together and make it work really well. So that's good news.
It's a good tribute to him. It really is, because it pays tribute to Boseman. It pays tribute to his character in Black Panther. But it also, like I said, shows that it'll still go on. We can still go on. Just because he's gone doesn't mean we forget, but we can still move on and continue these stories with this. And yeah, I think there's some great acting in it. And the other thing too is, you know, people are talking about, you know, is it so connected to any other films? Do I see anything else? No, this is a very solitary story because of that. I mean, yeah, there's a couple surprises, but there's not like cameos showing up just to do cameos.
Right.
You know, there's not secret scenes that connect to like something else to preview what's ahead. This really is like a Wakanda story. It's all focused in them. There's nothing else. There's not really outside world talk or anything else. It's really their story. So honestly, if you saw the last Black Panther film and you saw, you know, this one, you'd be fine. You know, because it's really a solitary story. And no secret scene at the end of the movie. There is a mid-credit secret scene, but like I said, it's nothing like where it's like, oh, let's preview something else that's coming up. It's still related to this story, and it's still a good secret scene. But yeah, this is a very, I would say, solitary movie in terms of the greater universe they're usually trying to build in other films. They don't do that here. This is its own solitary story, and I think it needed to be this way.
Yeah, I saw Paul Dudley on Twitter. He actually tweeted out that question. You know, it's like, do I need to see the other Black Panther films, you know, to understand this? So that's good. That's good to know, too. So maybe we'll go see it this weekend. Maybe I'll talk to the woman, you know, and go pop in. See a little, because we haven't been to the theater to see a movie, I think, since Top Gun Maverick. There's really nothing that's made us want to go out and watch the movies, you know, to go out and, you know, spend $50 on popcorn and you know, tickets and everything else. So this sounds like something that maybe we can do, a good Marvel flick. Is there anything else? I mean, I know you talked about Avatar, but what else do we got coming up? I mean, it's, now we're in November. You know, we got the Christmas movies coming up. What do we got coming now?
Well, we also got Oscar movies on the way, too. I mean, remember, we always get those releases on Christmas Day where they start opening up in New York and L.A. I actually got a screening invite for a movie that maybe not a lot of people know about, you know, the general public. But I think by the time, you know, Oscars get here, it's going to be a pretty big deal. And that's The Whale with Brendan Fraser. Have you seen this, Johnny, where he's in like the fat suit, like playing that role? Yeah. And there's serious Oscar buzz for him. And listen, I love Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in the 80s. I also spent a good chunk of my high school time in college in the 90s, too. And that's when Brendan Fraser is at his peak. And, you know, he went through some personal stuff, too, where he's talked about, like, he was basically sexually assaulted by, like, a producer. And it, like, really, like, screwed him up for a while. And, you know, Brendan Fraser went away. But he has been kind of coming back. Like, he was in Doom Patrol. Obviously, he's going to be in The Whale now, so I'm all about a Brendan Fraser comeback. I mean, I've liked him since School Ties. Hell, I'll be the first one to say I love Encino Man.
I was about to say Encino Man, dude. Good movie. I'm looking at the movie poster for it. My God, that is a good fat suit. Like, he looks like a real, like, 600-pound dude. Wow.
Yeah, but here's a perfect example of what I talked about, how people just did, both sides take their extremes. There are people mad that it was him in a fat suit. That it was, they didn't get, like, an over-beast, overweight actor.
What?
Come on now. Guys, you got to relax. It's like, acting.
I mean, who's getting mad at that? Fat actors that didn't get the work? Like, I should have got casted.
People just get mad just to get mad, Johnny.
I know.
This is a nice Brendan Fraser who never bothered anyone in Hollywood. It was a good dude. It was just this jolly, fun actor. And he's making this big comeback where they even say he could get nominated for an Oscar, and there's somebody just waiting to rip him apart.
It is true. I was reading earlier today, you know, a lot of the writers, I guess, for SNL are sitting out a week because Dave Chappelle's going to host again.
Is that confirmed, though? No one can really confirm this.
I know.
All the actors have said they're going to be. And that's why I wonder, is this a real story?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I was talking. I wanted to see what you thought, because I've read three different inside reports saying that it is true. But until you hear it from the writers themselves, maybe Lorne Michaels was like, you know, okay, if you guys are going to sit out, I don't want you going on social media and talking about it and all that, probably. But either way, if it is true, you know, if you're a comedy writer and you're offended by jokes, I mean, if I'm Lorne Michaels, I fire them and get more people, because let's be honest, SNL's not nearly.
If you're injured, how much is your case worth? I'm attorney Mo DeWitt. You never asked to be injured. Don't let the insurance company shortchange you. Injured on the go? Offer too low? Just call Mo. JustCallMo.com. Office, Tampa.